Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and we are happy to have you guys joining us. We have the full house tonight, the full complement. We got Don,
myself, we're here,
and the big guy. We call him Mr. Patrick.
Mr. Patrick? Okay.
That's what we're going to call him. Does that work for you, Don?
That works.
Behind the board. Ava's still out. She's tending to her children.
Yes.
Which is
awesome.
Boy, they're
growing quickly, too.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
And we're very proud of that. She's done good. Mama done good, as they say. And we got a lot of fun coming up on the show today. We have some stories. We're going to talk a little Ashkenam, because we're going to take one whole segment to talk Ashkenam. It may go extended, Don.
It could.
We may extend it, because there's some fun stories. And it was a challenge, but we overcame the challenge.
There we go.
Yeah, and okay. We still had fun, so that was a good thing. And we're going to talk, I'm telling you what, talk about missing a turn. This is a bad deal when it comes to skiing. Don't miss a turn. It could be your last. Keep that in mind. We'll tangle that a little bit out there. We'll be back with River Valley Outdoors right after this.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Donald. Good to be back in studio.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the trip, fishing trip, later on in the show. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to fall, it can be a challenge to what you want to do on a weekend because there's a lot going on, right? The fishing right now is picking up. The August doldrums for me this August were just horrible. I didn't get to where I wanted to go to fish. And then the local fishing was not good. It was crap, to say the least.
Tough.
It was really difficult, and I didn't spend enough time going for sunfish and crappie, which I should have. I was being bullheaded, trying to make something out of nothing with walleye, and of course, I just failed miserably. I'll be first to admit it. It is possible to, I mean, as pros, we've been doing it for a long time. You do have that scenario that comes up. If there's a tough bite, you're going left when they went right, you know, unless you're on the water. And that's the other thing, too. Unless you're on the water 2 days a week or 3 days a week, and you're consistent with that, it's difficult to follow what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, a couple hours here and there doesn't really give you that ability.
Well, that's why you hope to have friends.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of them that have boats right. That have been out there. So that's going to be important. So that's going to be one of those things you got to try and deal with. But, you know, Sundays come on, and that's one of those things that there's football going on, Don.
Right.
And the weather can be gorgeous. And there's so many things to do. It's like, well, we got to make it back for the football game. And I'm like, you know what? There's some memories that can be made on a Sunday every single time. This Sunday, it's going to be great because the game's at what? 8 a.m.
Well, if you're in Minnesota, it is.
Yeah, 8 a.m. in Minnesota.
On Monday, isn't it? Is it Sunday night or Monday night?
I don't know. Maybe it's Monday night.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. There it is. The definitive word. Sunday morning, and I thought it was Sunday morning.
Well, it'll be over 8 a.m. when I see it. So.
Yep, London town, as they say. Well, but the point really comes down to football or fishing, football, fun in the woods, football, or doing just about anything outdoors. It's, you know, you can watch the football game later, but to spend the day on the water or spend the day in the woods, that's priceless. And I will say this, unless I'm sitting in front of the front of the TV and I happen to be sitting down, I'm just going to say, I want to be outside and doing something outdoors, and it's going to be good.
Now, well, especially when you have really good weather.
Yep.
And it's in the fall. We're getting into October. The I mean, the leaves are starting to turn, and the next few weekends are going to be pretty phenomenal. So if you get a chance, even if you're going for a hike.
Well, yeah, and you know what's funny? The overnights aren't extreme, right? They're not extreme as far as temperatures go. You're not talking multiple, you know, like teens. You're talking mid-30s. By the time you get up, 8 o'clock, to get up, and if you want to get out, the fish aren't going to be chomping at the bit at your normal 6 a.m. because it's still dark. But you're going to find that it really does. It's just nice. It does make you feel good when you get done, rather than what did you do when you got done on Sunday? I sat down and watched a football game all day, and that's what I did.
Got frustrated.
It got frustrated. Well, yeah. That's a given. Because you don't know who's going to show up. If you're a Minnesota fan, you don't know who's going to show up.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a Packer fan.
I'm sure the Michigan fans are pretty upset last week.
Oh, boy. if you're a Packer fan, you oftentimes don't know who's going to show up either, to be honest. It gets a little frustrating. So, yeah, something to keep in mind, and I think that's an important element to this. So, note, Don, that I saw that was a story that you got to – can't make up. A renowned U.S. mountaineer missing after falling off the world's eighth highest peak. Nepalese helicopter rescues were going on this last Tuesday for famed U.S. climber, and her name is Hillary Nelson. She fell near a peak, and so that's one of those things that comes up is obviously the peak in the eighth highest mountain. So that's kind of tough. It's called Mount Manaslu. And there was an avalanche also at the same area that took over several climbers. Took them right off the mountain. So this is the strange part, though, Don. When I said if you make a right turn, make sure you continue the right turn and you make the right turn. She was skiing down from the 26,775-foot summit with her partner, Jim Morrison, when she fell off the mountain. Fell off the mountain. According to... the Kathmandu-based the La Nepal Trek that organized outfitted the expedition, that's what they say, bad weather hampered the rescue efforts, and hundreds of climbers and local guides were attempting to reach the summit during the autumn climbing season. All the climbers that were caught in the avalanche were accounted for. Some injured were flown to Kathmandu. Apparently what happened was she was making a left-hand turn and her skis slid out from underneath her.
She went off.
Caught an ice patch and went bye-bye, which is unfortunate. And one of those things that I look at is the Sherpas there to help. Those are experienced people. She's from Telluride. She's climbed tons of different mountains in the world. And she summited Mount Hatsi, the world's fourth highest mountain, in 2018. Obviously, hearts go out to those people, and
how'd she fare? Was she killed?
They haven't found her yet.
They haven't found her
they
yet.
Have not found
oh
her
my
yet.
Goodness!
So, hearts go out to the family of Hillary, and hope that rescue comes out, and obviously, as best as can be possible. So, well, tell you what, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little Ashkenazi fishing trips. If you like entertainment, you probably want to stick around.